No.
What about the outside of the bacon that you cut off?
The skin, the rind?
That's the same thing, the skin?
Yeah.
And the kind of meat that you buy already sliced to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
Uh-huh. What about the fat meat you use for boiling with greens?
Fat bacon.
Okay, anything else?
Salt bacon.
Did you ever hear of sow belly or white meat or fat back?
Yeah, I think that's what they call the salt bacon, because it's real salty white meat.
Uh-huh. They call that white meat or?
Salt meat.
Uh-huh. And what inside parts of the hog do you eat?
The insides? Not any, I don't guess.
What about what?
The intestines.
Uh-huh. What do people make with the intestines?
They used to stuff sausage with them, what my grandfather said.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of anything, you make that, cleaning them real good? And
chitlins?
Uh-huh. Do you ever make that?
No, I've never seen them made even.
Uh-huh. What other inside parts can you eat?
I guess you could eat the liver and the heart.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of the haslet or horselet?
No.
What about lights?
Yeah, I guess you could eat them.
What is that?
I don't know.
You just heard it called?
Yeah, the lights. I guess they could eat it. I don't know. I guess I could eat it.
Uh-huh. The person who kills and sells meat is called a...
butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long, you say that it's...
old.
Or it's done.
Rank.
Done what?
Sour and spoiled.
And after you kill a hog, what can you make with the meat from its head?
Head cheese.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Not that I know of.
Do you ever hear of scrapple or pawn hoss or... What about something made from the liver?
Liver pudding.
How do you make that?
Wouldn't I?
You just heard of it?
Yeah.
What about the blood?
Blood pudding, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know how to do that either.
And you say, this soup is so hot, I can barely...
eat it?
Or I can barely...
drink it?
Or...
swallow it?
And something people smoke.
Cigarettes?
And the brown things.
Cigars.
And if I was asking you about doing something, you'd say, whether you were able to, you'd say, sure, I do it, sure, I.
If I could do it, I would say any time.
Or I ask you, are you able to? You say, sure, I.
Yes, I can do it, or I can do it.
Okay. And if you're not able to, you'd say, well, I'd like to, but I...
cannot.
Okay. Or I'd like to, but I just...
can't.
And say if there was a really bad accident up the road, you'd say, well, there wasn't any need to call the doctor because by the time we got there, the person was, what, dead?
Dead.
Was
already dead?
Uh-huh. Did you ever say was done dead?
No. When I say done, that's done. It's true.
Uh-huh. And you tell a child, you're not doing what you...
should do, or...
or another way of saying that, what you...
are supposedly to be doing.
Uh-huh. Or what you... what to,
should...
what to do. What you...
have to do.
Uh-huh. Do you ever... or say, talk about the corn. Seems a little shorter this year. You'd say, the corn isn't as tall as it...
was last year.
Okay. Would you ever say as it belongs to be or as it ought to be?
Should be. I would say the corn has not grown like it should have.
Uh-huh.
Or due to the weather conditions, the height is not there.
Uh-huh. Did you ever use the word ought to be? Or?